God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing and healing name of Jesus. James Broadnax here, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here today to let you know that Jesus is the same today as he was on yesterday. The same Jesus that was working miracles back then. He is the same Jesus that is working miracles today. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 lets us know that he's the same Jesus. The same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee. He is the same Jesus today. The same Jesus that sat down at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. His mother came to him. And I guess she told him, Jesus, the party's not over. And we're all out of wine. And the Bible declares there were 6 water pots in there. And Jesus told his disciples, fill the pots with water. And they filled those pots. And he said, now draw out to drink. And they took a cup of that to the governor of the feast. Governor of the feast took a sip. And I guess the governor of the feast said, y'all done changed the order of the party. Y'all bring out the good stuff. Get everybody drunk. Then you bring the worst. But this time, y'all have saved the best for last. That was Jesus' first miracle at that wedding feast. But I want you to know that Jesus is still working miracles today. I want to give you a personal invite to come to the big Jesus celebration this coming Sunday morning. Yes, we celebrate Jesus every Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, the big Jesus celebration will be at 10:30 a.m. right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And at 5 p.m., all roads, all streets will be leading to 183 Cottonport Avenue. Yes, that's where our campus pastor is, Reverend Ernest Anderson. You don't want to miss these 2 big blessing services this coming weekend. You know, I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. I have seen Jesus through this miracle-working prayer-blessed ministry raise individuals up off of the bed of affliction. Oh, yeah. And heal them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. One thing I absolutely know, that God is no respecter of person. But he is a respecter of faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, oh hallelujah, it is impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Do I have any God seekers listening to me today? Well, if you're seeking God, well, I'm here to tell you, God is going to reward you. God is going to bless you. Hang on in there. The lightning may flash. The thunder may roar. Contrary winds may blow. But you hang in there. Because if God be for you, can't nobody be against you. Yes, beloved child of God, this is your friend James Broadnax, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just here today with some words of encouragement to let you know better days are ahead. So I want you to get ready to embrace your promise. Embrace what you're believing for. Because I'm going to tell you, God is listening. And God is going to answer your prayer. I'm talking to that mother Your heart's been heavy about your son. Look like I can see him locked behind prison bars. It's not looking good. But mother, because you're standing in the gap, God's going to give your son a miracle. And God's going to bring your son home. And I'm believing, God, that he will come home saved. And trust in nobody but Jesus. Mother, I believe God is going to do it for you. There's somebody else, you're listening to me today, and the enemy is trying to tell you, God used to do this, God used to do that. Let me tell you, the devil is a liar. No, he's not a used to do it God. He's not a used to do it Jesus. But what I want you to understand, he is a right now do it Jesus. And he's ready to do it for you right now. He's ready to work it out for you right now. You just got to stand on that word. Continue to believe that word. Yes, tell yourself every day, I am what God says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can do everything that God says I can do. Yes, beloved child of God, you got what it takes to win. You got what it takes to succeed. Because you have the Holy Ghost. And when you know that God lives on the inside of you, there is nothing to hold you back. Can't but one side to hold you back. And that's you. Your enemies cannot stop you from succeeding. Yes, you're going to always have haters. You're going to always have backbiters. But let your haters become your motivators. Oh, this is your friend talking, James Broadnax. And I'm going to be talking something just like this on Wednesday night in that midweek blessing service right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, right here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. We'll be gathering here on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our midweek service, I tell you, is like a Sunday morning service. We come and we have church. We give God the glory and we give God the praise because we know that when the praises go up, oh, thank you, Jesus, the blessings come down. I want to call your attention here in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians, I want you to hear this, chapter 3 and verse 16. I'm telling you, you're all powerful. I'm telling you, you got what it takes to defeat that devil. At 1 John 4:4 lets us know that the greater one lives on the inside of you. And listen, when you understand to connect with the one that lives in you, the Holy Ghost, Paul said, Christ in me, my hope of glory. Listen to me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. You see, we put a lot of emphasis on our buildings, on our sanctuaries, and we should, but that's not God's dwelling place. That's not where God lives. Where God lives is on the inside of the child of God. God dwells on the inside of the child of God. And you see, and once you understand that, you tap in to your helper. You see, the Holy Ghost, he's not just a helper, but he's a divine helper. He helps you to understand the Word of God. He helps you to understand the plan of God for your life. The Holy Ghost, you see. And when he said in Acts 1 and 8 that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We just celebrated Pentecost. And if we would embrace this word of God and get an understanding and walk into revelation knowledge of this word of God, the devil would not be able to do what he's doing in your life. But you need power, you see. And that power comes from the Holy Ghost, the one that lives in you. That's why Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I have given you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You're riding along in your car. You're at home. You're listening. You ought to shout it loud. I got the power. Say it again. I got the power. Say it again. I got the power. And as you confess that you have the power, the Holy Ghost begins to work in you and through you to bless you. So in this 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. God lives in you. The power of God in you. Many people are looking without, but let me tell you, the power and authority is within the believer. The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said, if they come telling you he's here, he's there, he said, don't follow those people. He said, the kingdom of God is closer than hand and feet. The kingdom of God is within the child of God. And that's why Jesus said in that Matthew 6 and verse 33, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, meaning God's way of doing things. And Jesus said, all of these earthly things, whether it's house, whether it's car, whether it's clothing, whatever it is, he said, all of these other things that you're seeking, they shall be added unto you. But you see, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to connect you to the things of God. I did say the things of God. Psalms 84, verse 11, God said, I'll be a sun and a shield. I have your grace and glory. Did you hear what God just said? And he said, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk uprightly. God said, no good thing. I want you to make sure that you tune in this week here, because this is going to be a powerful blessing week this week. And I pray that on Wednesday night, 7 p.m., we're only there for 45 minutes. But I tell you what, those 45 minutes is jam-packed with the power of the Holy Ghost. Wednesday night, 7 p.m., get your Bible, get your pen, and get your notepad. And I want you to meet me here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, a church that's perfected in edifying the body of Christ. That's Wednesday at 7 p.m. The address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer saying, hey, I will see you on the next broadcast.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
On my side, back was against the wall, look out for me.